This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States expressed deep concern on Thursday over Russian President Vladimir Putin's threat to supply North Korea with weapons. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
It is incredibly concerning. It would destabilize the Korean Peninsula, of course, and potentially, depending on the type of weapons they provide.
Putin, during a rare visit to Pyongyang, signed a mutual defense pact on Wednesday with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who pledged his country's full support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on Thursday in Vietnam, Putin said Moscow would not rule out sending weapons to Pyongyang, calling it repercussions for the West supplying Ukraine. A U.S. military official said on Thursday the American-built pier in Gaza has unloaded aid again after breaking apart in rough seas. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The official said the pier was reattached to Gaza's shoreline on Wednesday. The pier project has cost the U.S. at least $230 million and was meant to deliver humanitarian aid into Gaza via the UN's World Food Program. Aid groups have decried the pier as a distraction that took pressure off Israel to open more border crossings. Land border crossings are far more productive at bringing aid into Gaza, where Palestinians are facing widespread hunger. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Israel has established a corridor for the delivery of aid into southern Gaza, but a declared tactical pause has brought little relief to desperate Palestinians. The United Nations and international aid organizations said on Thursday a persistent breakdown in law and order has rendered the aid route unusable. Thousands of truckloads of aid are piling up at the Kerem Shalom crossing. This is VOA News. Illegally brewed liquor tainted with methanol has killed at least 34, with dozens hospitalized in southern India. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
At least 34 people have died after drinking illegal liquor in southern India. The incident occurred in Tamil Nadu in India's south, where authorities say over 100 people are being treated in various hospitals. The authorities added the liquor consumed was tainted with methanol. Several people who were vomiting and had stomach pains were admitted to hospital, triggering a police investigation. The state's chief minister said those involved in the crime have been arrested, and action has also been taken against officials who failed to prevent it. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of young Kenyans staged protests across the country on Thursday to protest tax hikes, live streaming the demonstrations in a vivid show of anger against the government. Police in Nairobi fired tear gas and water cannons against protesters near Parliament, but apart from isolated scuffles earlier in the day and some groups setting fire to tires and road signs around dusk, the demonstrations remained mostly peaceful. The demonstrations, dubbed Occupy Parliament, began in Nairobi on Tuesday before spreading nationwide on Thursday. From Serbia to Italy, Europe is enduring blistering and deadly heat waves. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
As the Northern Hemisphere marked the first day of summer on Thursday, countries across the continent endured yet another week of blistering temperatures. In Serbia, meteorologists forecast temperatures of around 104 degrees Fahrenheit this week. Health authorities declared a red weather alert and advised people not to venture outdoors. In Rome, temperatures reached 102 Fahrenheit. The heat has also contributed to forest fires in Greece and Portugal. And across Europe, there has been a spate of dead and missing tourists amid dangerous heat. The EU's Climate Change Monitoring Service says the heat waves are occurring against a backdrop of 12 consecutive months that have ranked as the warmest on record.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Six migrants from a fishing boat drifting south of Spain's Canary Islands died and 67 others were rescued. Spanish authorities and a cruise ship operator said on Thursday, initially 68 survivors had been taken on board the cruise ship, but one of them died on board, said Spain's Maritime Safety and Rescue authorities. That brought the number of deaths to six after five bodies were found on board the vessel. Rescuers were alerted on Wednesday afternoon to the fishing boat drifting in the Atlantic some 800 kilometers south of the island of Tenerife. Find more online at voanews.com or download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.